I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, the U.S. Supreme Court will not hear Apache Stronghold's effort to protect Oak Flat, and the Siletz tribe opens a new off-reservation housing development. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The U.S. Supreme Court will not reconsider the nonprofit Apache Stronghold's effort to preserve sacred lands from a massive copper mining project east of Phoenix, Arizona. The justices Monday declined to revisit an earlier decision to throw out the case for a second and final time. KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio has more. Last week, the Confederated Tribes of Siletz Indians held a grand opening for its latest off-reservation housing development in Salem, Oregon. The site is a mixed-income living facility with 39 units. Brian Bull of Buffalo's Fire reports. The Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes in Oklahoma, in partnership with the U.S. Army, have begun the process of returning 16 children home from the Carlisle Indian Industrial School in Pennsylvania. In a press release Monday, the tribe said it's a solemn and historic undertaking more than 2 years in the making. The disinterment began in September at the Carlisle Cemetery. The tribe say the month-long project represents a moment of healing and remembrance, carried out with descendant ceremonial leaders, tribal officials, forensic experts, and Army representatives. The children will be reinterred on tribal land in Concho, Oklahoma. 11 Cheyenne and 5 Arapaho children who passed away while attending the school are returning home. 13 were under the age of 18. The federal school opened in 1879. Native children were forced to assimilate and were trained in various trades. According to the tribes, the repatriation marks an important step toward justice and healing for the families and tribal nations impacted by the boarding school era. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.